Flip it.
It's time now for the word of the day on 97.9 The Hill.
Flip it.
And first of all, Wayne, good morning. I hope you've recovered from that love song dedication.
Well, he's actually a puddle on the floor. You were right.
Well, Mary Donna, it's nice of you to pinch hit for him. He's just so emotionally overtaken, he can't stand it, right?
Yeah, you moved him to tears. We did it right. Thank you very much.
Ron, I've just recovered, and I was deeply touched. Thank you for playing that wonderful song. My sole objection is the line about changing the color of my hair. Now, that was a low blow.
Well, don't thank me, Wayne. Thank Mary Donna. She's the one who requested the song. So, you know, happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Hey, thanks. Let's make way for the star here. Nikki, what's the flippant word of the day?
Well, I think that this word is kind of timely because in all the politics going on, of course, you know, the races going on, we've got a lot of this particular thing.
Great.
Happening. All right. It's a noun, and the word is aspersion. Aspersion.
Don't cast any.
Cast not aspersion. Right?
That's correct. You just get the spelling out of the way. Aspersion, which it means an attack on the reputation or integrity of someone or something.
I haven't heard any of that.
No casting of aspersions?
Where are you hearing that? That's foreign to me.
I'm trying not to listen to it.
It's impossible.
Hard to get away.
Wow. Well, that's a good one. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Let's hope no one casts aspersion on you over the weekend.
Bad chance of that happening. Show restraint, everybody.
Aspersion is my middle name.
Oh, hoax to me. Hey, Wayne, have a good day, buddy.
Happy Valentine's. Thanks for the song, Ron. Take care. Bye-bye.
Same to you, buddy.